Gamerheads Podcast is part of the Little Fellow Media Podcast Network, sponsored by podcast host Budsprout, the easiest podcasting software for hosting, promoting, and tracking your podcast. And welcome to another episode of Gamerheads Reviews. Today I'm joined by my friend Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to another episode of Gamerhead Reviews. Today we're reviewing Songbird Symphony that I played on the Nintendo Switch, but I believe it's all on the PS4 and Steam as well, if I remember correctly. I reviewed it on the Nintendo Switch, and the game, give a little rundown of the game. The game is about a little bird named Burb, and he is out to find his true origins. So you wake up, it starts off as like you wake up out of this egg and this crazy eyed peacock is looking down at you and it raises you. But you are not a peacock and you do not fit in with the peacock. So at least they tell you you don't, except for the person that raised you. You call him uncle. I don't know why you didn't call him dad, but you call him uncle. But your character starts off with this journey saying, I need to go find out who I am. I need to find my origins. I need to find my parents. Because he's picked on in this little group of peacocks. That's one thing I learned. Peacocks are not nice birds. They're kind of mean. Yeah, they're jerks. Yeah, total jerks. So your uncle says, okay, go search out the wise owl, and the wise owl will help you find who your parents are. So you leave and you go find the wise owl, and the wise owl tells you, I can certainly help you with this, but to do so, I need to power up my, I don't know, some kind of relic that he has. And to do that, he needs to get songs from all different areas, all different birds. So happens that Burb can listen to a song and mimic that song. And
like a magpie.
Maybe, right? So you go off on this journey and try to find out who your real parents are. And as you do, it's like a Metroidvania type game. You go out and the first area you go to the chickens. I won't get too much into the story because I want people to explore it themselves. But you go to the chickens, that's the first level, and you learn their song. And it's cute, and you run into an egg shell named Egbert, not Shellington, but Egbert. It's a chicken egg, and he's your friend, and he helps you on your adventures. And what you do is you basically compete to learn the different songs. In some ways, it reminds me of Parappa the Rappa in regards to the fact that you have to, like, hit different buttons to play the music, and it can be really, really difficult. And then you do these like little song offs. So it's a rhythm game. So you hit the different buttons and you song off and you fight against these birds. And then you get, or not fight against them, but you challenge them, I guess. And then you get their songs. You go back to the owl and then he unlocks one more piece of the relic, and it continues on and on until you get all the pieces. And I won't go into too much of it, but it's a cute game. It's a puzzle game, too. There are some puzzles you have to kind of figure out. They're not difficult puzzles, but they're cute. To unlock different areas, you do have to do different rhythms of music to, like, maybe activate a switch to help with the puzzle. And the music is fantastic. Music is outstanding. I mean, it's better than fantastic. It's outstanding. That's probably one of the things that really shines in this game is just the music. Each of the birds, when you meet them, that like the bird you're going to learn their song from, they have like a little bit of a song that they sing to you, and it has lyrics. I mean, it's not sung, it's just, you know, it's a bit music, but it's cool because they have the lyrics like going across the screen, and just listening to the bit music, you can hear the music, you can hear what the lyrics would have been or how the song would have gone. And it's challenging too. So it is. The graphics are cute. I mean, it's just a cute, warm game. It's like you know how many people complain about how violent games are nowadays. This is the opposite of that. This is like the cutest game ever.
Here's so in looking. So I didn't play the game, but I, you know, was looking at it and just watching Let's Plays of it, things like that.
Yeah.
One thing I'll say about this is the graphics. So there's a lot of shovelware on the Switch. And there's a lot of games that you could tell just that look like Flash games.
Yes.
And I'm not a big fan of that style of art and that style of animation, but this is not that type of game.
Yes, I agree.
It's got some really nice hand-drawn pixel art, and I love how smooth the animation is.
Oh my gosh. It is. And it's cool because when you do the song off, right, like each bird does their little dance along with it. When I was playing it, I was like, wow, this is really amazing. Like the pixel art behind it is so well done. It is. It reminds me, it throws me back to like late NES, early Super Nintendo kind of graphics. And they just do such a fantastic job with the art. Just it just pops. It feels nostalgic. It's good. It's well done.
Yeah, I was just watching this peacock shaking his butt in front.
Yeah,
like literally, like turning around and shaking his butt right in front of the camera. Yes. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's cute. So let's go into the game itself, the tips and tops. So the things I really like about this game, one is anybody can come and pick this game up. I mean, it's meant to be played by all ages. So, you know, someone that's maybe, you know, younger, maybe first, second grade could pick this game up and really enjoy it. And somebody that's older can also pick this game up and enjoy it. I mean, there's very few games that you feel like anybody can really enjoy. And this is one of those games that feels like anybody could really enjoy. The other thing that I really like about this game, like I said, the music is really good. I want to get the soundtrack for this game. There's just all these different types of songs too. So when you run into different birds, they have different styles. It's really well done. I love the music in this game. And it had to have been, because this game's about rhythm, right? And it's about the songbird. If you had bad music in this game, like, that'd be really, really bad.
Yeah, that'd be kind of counterproductive.
Yeah, it would. And the other thing that I'll mention here too, it is kind of a Metroidvania type style game. You go in each area. There are, I think there's like four to eight different notes, like hidden notes that you can find in each level. So that's beyond the actual campaign itself. So you can, once you learn like a certain note, and for each group of birds that you learn a note. So like you might learn the A button, that would be a note. You might learn up, that's one note. You might learn the B button, that's another note. So all these different notes you learn when you take on the birds. And then you have to go back. You might run into a character in that level that needed that note. So you go back and you get their story, and then you help them through their puzzle. And then that unlocks a little, I think they're called songbird feathers or something like that. That's what I think they're called. I thought they were notes, but I think they're feathers, and it unlocks a feather. So there's different like collectibles you can get in the game. You don't have to do that, but that gives you a little bit more to play with as well. And also, like I mentioned this before, but it reminds me a little bit of Parappa the Rappa. And I know, Mike, you are a big fan of that game. I'm a huge fan of that game. You are a fan of the game, right?
Oh, I love Parappa, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it reminds me of that. It reminds me of that old school Parappa the Rappa kind of feel to it. And it just brings back kind of, you know, fond memories of that game as well. So those things I really liked about the game. Some of the things that I the flip and the flop, I guess, things I didn't care for the game. So as I mentioned, this is like a kid's game. I mean, it's geared towards kid, but adults as well. But some of those challenges you take on for the music, I have no idea how you'd even do that. I mean, like the button combinations you have to enter are really, really hard.
So what you're saying is the cutesiness is very deceiving.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, the song offs, I'm going to call them song offs because that's, you know, you're playing it, you're singing the song or against the other birds, and it's not that difficult in the beginning. You're like, oh, this is cute, and okay, this is gonna be easy. And then once you start learning other notes, and you go against other other bosses, if you will, the rhythm part gets really, really hard. There are times where you have to hit two notes, and then you have to, I don't know, your mind just doesn't seem to work that way. The good thing I will say about that is that it's not necessary to make it past or to continue with the game. It's not necessary to do really well at those rhythm parts. That's just to give you a grade, so you can get like a C, a B, or an A ranking. So if you want to go back and redo it, you can to get a higher score, but it's not necessary. So while it's challenging, it's not going to prevent you from continuing in the game. So that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's the only fault I had with the game, really, was the fact that some of the puzzles are really, really challenging. The music puzzles or rhythm parts, the rhythm challenges. Mm-hmm. But nothing that would stop you from completing the game.
Is there any combat in the game, or is it all just the music parts take place of any kind of combat?
The music part, they take place of any kind of combat. So, okay. So not to get, I don't want to get too much into it, but there are times where you'll run into these birds that are trying to stop you from fulfilling your task. Mm-hmm. And so they'll challenge you to a song off, and then okay. You have to go against them. But it's not, again, like I said, you don't have to do really well at those to make it on with the story. Like there was one time I was just like, oh my gosh, I did not do well at that at all. And this shows you, you know, how many excellence, how many goods, and how many misses you had during that rhythm section. Right. And I was like, oh, that's it. I mean, I have to do this all over because that was really hard. And nope. I mean, the bird fell over and said, oh, you're good. I'm like, no, I'm not. But it makes you feel good. It does give you a grade. So, I mean, you can certainly, you know, judge yourself afterwards with that grade. But the game, I think the game was designed to make you feel good too, because this bird, you know, it's all about being picked on and being bullied. And this bird rises above that to find its parents and find out its true calling. Mm-hmm. And I think it would have been a really also like kind of a poor taste, right? That it's like, oh, you suck at this game. Like, you know,
yeah.
Trying to make a game that's all about, you know, I don't know, finding your true self. I think that would be kind of poo-poo on that.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with how the game was designed as well, the story. So it's cute. And I don't think it's all that expensive. Did you see the price on it, Mike? Let's see. I think I had the price too. Oh, it's $16.99, $17. So not too expensive. I would say for what it's worth, I actually think it's worth the $17 that you pay for the game. So what? Is it cheaper?
I don't know. According to the Nintendo website, there's a physical copy out there.
I don't know if it's out yet. It does say buy physical. I think P-Cube said it's coming out, but I don't think it's quite out yet. So
okay.
But there is a physical copy coming out, that is true. So for my final grade, I'm gonna give this a solid B. I like the graphics, I like the music, I like the gameplay. There are times where I think it was too challenging for the rhythm part, but it's not going to prevent you from moving on in the game. So it's a cute game. It's certainly a family, game, and something that if you're looking for something that you can enjoy with your family, with your kids, certainly something you should check out.
Nice. And as someone who has really never heard of the game until you told me about it, anyone who's listening to review, check out a video of somebody playing it on Twitch or a video of it on YouTube, because it looks a lot more interesting than you would think.
You can watch our twitch.tv/gamerheadspodcast and you can see
videos. You could do that too. Yeah. Throw that plug right in there. Absolutely.
Yeah. I streamed it, for a couple of the Saturday morning serials. I was streaming that game. So yeah, you should check the game out for sure.
It looks really good in motion. So if this interests you into the game at all, look into it, look at some videos of it. It looks really good.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thanks, Mike, for joining me once again for another Gamerheads Reviews.
And, always a pleasure.
And listeners, you can always catch new episodes of our Gamerheads podcast right on gamerheadspodcast.com. You can go there. Every Sunday, we release a new episode. But you can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Buzzsprout, wherever you get your podcast. So do subscribe, and you can get new episodes every Sunday. All right, bye.
So long.